Shall we pray? Dear Almighty God, we thank you. We worship you, we adore you, Lord Jesus, for another privilege again that you have given us to be gathered together at your feet. There is no better place that we can be other than to be in your house, Lord. Thank you for bringing us from every of our walks of life, workers, business people, school children. We worship and adore your name, O God. Thank you, Lord, for your cares, O God, your provision, your protection, O God. Since Sunday, Lord Jesus, when we were gathered last, despite, O God, everything, the challenges, O God, that we face, O God, in our country, we're going through in our state, we thank you, Father, for your fatherly care, O God. Thank you for watching over us and meeting all our needs. We say, blessed be your name in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you that we are in our right senses, O God. We thank you that we have our being, we have our health, we can praise you, Lord. Dear Master, we pray that you accept our thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. We also ask of your mercy tonight, Lord. In any way that we might have fallen short, O God, we pray that your blood will atone for each and every one of us. Your blood, Father, that speaketh better things than that of righteous Abel. May it cleanse us from every evil. May it cleanse us from every unbelief, Father. May it give us access tonight, Father, into that inner veil in the name of Jesus Christ. Help our faith, O God. Take away every unbelief, Lord. Bless the reading of your word that we are going to read a few minutes, O God. And the exhortation, Father, that we will say, Lord, may you command your blessings upon it. Your children that might still be on their way coming, Father, may you hasten their coming. In all the nations of the world where your children are gathered in like manner, having their prayer meeting like this, we pray that you bless the gathering of the saints. May you make your people happy, O God. Give us the confidence to know, Lord, whatever we lay at your feet is settled. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you. And good evening. Welcome to midweek service once again. Without wasting our time, let's turn our Bible to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 24. We'll read from verse 12 to 14. I read, and it said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day, and shew kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. Let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee that I may drink, and she shall say, drink. And I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. Thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. Amen. I send a Bible to Matthew chapter 7. And we can take the comfort of our seats. Matthew chapter 7 from verse 7. Just one verse there. Matthew 7, 7. Yeah. It said, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. You can please be seated while we turn lastly to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30. I read one verse also there, verse 19, Deuteronomy chapter 30, and from verse 19. It said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, and I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. And may the Lord add his blessings tonight to the reading and hearing of his perfect word in our hearts in Jesus' name. Tonight, just want to re-echo a message that the prophet preached that we are familiar with. Amen. And just see how God will help us. If we cannot finish, definitely we can't finish tonight. We'll continue another time. The title is Choosing of a Bride. The prophet preached that message, Choosing of a Bride. But I want to title it Choice, a Great Thing. Amen. Choice, a Great Thing. May God help us. Now, in this message and several other messages, the prophet told us that choice is a great thing, especially for a man choosing a life partner or a woman accepting the choice of a life partner. And in this message also, the prophet told us that this choice is an unwritten law that is silent. It's a law, but very quiet. Amen. Because the way God designed us, he did not design us to choose our own. Amen. The way God designed us is for him to choose for us. But you know the nature of man, including me, we are stubborn. We want to choose ourselves. And whether you like it or not, you are choosing every day. Even this evening, it was a choice. You chose whether you will come to church or not. For some persons, maybe it was a struggle. I will come to church, I will not come to church. No, I will come, I will not come. It's a choice. And every of those choices, the prophet said, it goes with consequences. Amen. Now, if you look in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, it just tells us clearly what I'm saying here. Proverbs chapter 3, if you check verse 3 down to 5, 6, 7. It said, in all thy ways, acknowledge thy Lord. If you give us verse 5 or 6, I think it should be around that. In all thy ways, it said, you should acknowledge the Lord, and he will do what? He will direct your path. And verse 7, it went further that we should not lean to our own word understanding. It said, be not wise in thy own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. Verse 8. Let me see verse 8. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bone. Honor thy Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thy increase. The Lord give you. You can just read it, the rest, you know, when you have your time. Rabbi said, man is not made to choose of his own. You know, the way God designed us is that whatever we need, we depend upon him. Rabbi said, but in another sense, somebody can say, but he made us a free moral agent. Is that not so? And as a free moral agent, you have the right to choose. Yes, you have the right to choose. And that is where a lot of us get it wrong, including me. And that is why we are suffering from many consequences of our choice. May I say tonight, that the position that you have here this evening, whether spiritually or physically or materially or financially, everywise, is a result of any choice or a particular choice that you have taken 5 years ago, 2 years ago, last year, this year, last month, last week, even yesterday. And many things that we enjoy or we suffer are a result of our choice. It could go bad. For those that choose not to go to school, where the prophet said education is a choice in this message, Choosing of a Bride. It says a choice. You can choose to be educated and you can choose not to be. So if you choose to be educated, you should understand that there are consequences that go with you coming up as a graduate or coming up as whatever that you want to, whether as a postgraduate holder or a doctor or whatever, professor. Yeah, there are consequences that go with that. Ask the children that are in school. You must do assignments. You must burn your candle. Your lecturer must call you zero if you do not give him the way he wants it. And that's why you hear some students will say, the teacher gave me F9. It's not the teacher. You gave yourself. Because you didn't put it the way the teacher said. If you put it the way the teacher said, you will get it the way you should have it. Amen. Now, that is education-wise. Reverend said, in the physical also, we make choices. For me, a few days ago, apart from many things, not maybe like one month or thereabouts, I've been battling, very acting, and I know it is consequence of my choice. And I look, God help me. Sometimes I go to my family, I tell them, it's not easy to be a man. And they laugh, they look at me. I say, you don't know what a man is going through. But sometimes I cool myself. It's when I settle that God will just let me come. You are also suffering from your choice. You can't eat your cake and have it. Amen. I'm speaking in parable tonight. For he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. From the Message Leadership, preached 1965. Paragraph 153, 65, 1207. Let me just read something there that the prophet said about choosing. Paragraph 153. Now, Brother Brown says, sometimes in life we have to confront the thing just like this young man did, talking about the rich young ruler. Because you are a mortal being. Amen. And you are given the opportunity of what? Choice. You have a choice. God made it so you can choose. Amen. Few service ago, you know, I remember I said something that even for you to live is a choice. Yeah. The way you think in your mind, if you think that I don't want to live again, your body begins to obey that. And you begin to find your way out of life. Yeah. Just like people that commit suicide. It's a choice. But many times, they're already at the end of it before they know they are going. To come out, they can't come out again. It's a choice. It just did not start that day. It started long ago. Amen. But if you can learn to surrender to God. Now, I want you to understand, whatever you are going through in life, you are not the only one going through that. Everybody has challenge. Amen. So, brother, don't kill yourself. Sister, don't kill yourself. Don't do more than you can do. Learn to surrender to God. Sometimes when you get to the end of the road and it looks as if no way. May God help me. I don't want to be ahead of myself. It looks as if no way. You try. Like for me a few days ago, I said, try, no way. One thing, like I told somebody, he asked me, say, Brother Joseph, do you used to have pressure? I said, yes. If I would tell you, I'm the person that has the greatest pressure, but I know that's not true. I said, I have pressure, but God has given me this way I manage it. Something that cannot kill you. It can't just kill you. What you cannot do, you cannot do it. Once you have learned to surrender to God, because this life is not your own. Amen. Once you have that understanding in your heart, somebody brought you here. Somebody is responsible. Every step of the way is responsible. But I say, just like Adam and Eve in the garden, if only they knew that somebody placed them there, although he placed them on a free moral agent, as though God did not know that Adam would fall. As though God did not know out of him, he was going to bring out Eve. And Eve will be the one to do the job. He knew all those things. But he placed man there. When man fall, God was still looking for man. That's why the prophet said, can you see the reason why it is not you that seek God? It is always God going to seek you. Amen. Now, Brother said, you see, we are all given the opportunity of choice. You have a choice, and God made it so you can choose. And if he put Adam and Eve on free moral agency, so they could choose, and then they made the wrong choice, just like every one of us, we will always make a wrong choice. Don't be angry with yourself. I tell you, you will make the wrong choice.
whether you like it or not, because why? You are not God. It is only God that cannot make wrong choice. You say, even pastor, yes, so sorry, sir, but that's the truth, pastor, is a human being. It will make a wrong choice. The only person that will not make wrong choice is God. When man will learn to surrender, will learn to depend on God, that is when we will come around. Like I said, I'm speaking in parable. May God help us. Rabbi said, you see, you have a choice. And let us look at some of them. You have a choice as a young man whether you are going to have an education or not. You have that choice. You can want to be just not happy, and you can just refuse it. See? You have a choice of your conduct. Amen. And I'm going to alt just a little bit here. See? You can go out and let your hair grow down. I know the associate pastor hammered this so hard. And some person was still asking funny questions. We are not surprised as minister. But Brother said people can ask questions. Somebody was asking the question that if Jesus has long hair, show me the code where the prophet said we should not. Well, that's between you and your thoughts and your idea. If you are not still clear, meet the associate pastor. He said, let your hair grow down. This is quotes now. It's a choice. And you want to be a beetle or some of this. You can say what the prophet said. Ignoramuses. Can you say that the prophet qualify you? Ignoramuses. Or you women, you can choose that you want to look decent. A decent human being. Or you can be one of these wide creatures. Amen. Today they have funny color. Green, blue, yellow, gold. In fact, you don't need to carry your head there as a woman. What is she left for me? I see it. Yeah, because I have a wife that goes to stylist. So I see those things. Sometimes in the barber salon that I go, there are unisex. And you see those things there. They put it there, 25,000. I just look, one woman will wear this on her head. Yeah, it's a choice. That you have out there, their blue hats, you know, and water hair, haircut, and things like that, you know, they are completely, can you see what the prophet said? They are completely against the word of God, which is what? Absolutely contrary. Not even offer, couldn't offer a prayer to be accepted. That is the truth. That's why the prophet said, I know it's going to hurt a little bit. Now, these are not my words. But what's happened to you, church? You see so much of television. That's the reason. So much things of the world. It is so easy for you, old Adam nature, to drift into that, to act like the rest of the world. See? May I repeat this again in the kosher? Now, let me just leave that. We pick that, you know, from the world. Now, from the message, the bridge between the seven church age and the seven sea, before we come into the choosing of a bride proper. Preach 1963:03:17. Just read one quote there also. Paragraph 94. Now, Abraham said he was given a free moral agency. It was given to them just as we, so to make a choice. And now, Adam and Eve, in the beginning, there was a tree of right and wrong before them. And that same tree sets before each and every one of us. See, God isn't doing for Adam and Eve, you say, well, it is their fault. No, not now it isn't. It is your fault. You can't place it on Adam now. You've got to place it on yourself. Because right and wrong is set before you. And you're on the same basis as Adam and Eve. Amen. Now, if we're on that kind of basis as Adam and Eve, God placed us on a free moral Do we choose of our own? We have got to depend upon Him. Just like I said, the way God designed you is that you depend on Him for every choice that you make. Yes, even those simple things. As the prophet said, your conduct is a choice. As brothers, as sisters, the way you dress, the way you behave, the way you react is a choice. You can choose not to overreact. You can choose to overreact. You can choose to want to live. You can choose not to live. It's a choice. Amen. An example you will find in 2 Kings chapter 7. The four lepers. The country was very tough, maybe tougher than what Nigeria is now. Amen. And there was a prophet that gave a prophecy. Amen. Are we Bible student? He gave a prophecy that the measure of barley will go like this. Somebody said, how will it be? It's just like now, as they say, president say, a bag of rice will become 5,000 naira. Eh? How can it be? It can be. If God say, it will be. Amen. As long as it is the word of God, it will surely come to pass. Just like I was telling somebody, every of these same modern events that we see today that have been made clear by prophecy is tending to somewhere. It's tending towards the end time. And people might want to be giving meaning to certain things. God is his own interpreter. You don't need to interpret the word of God. God has said it. You just live it. Watch it. If God say, I will bless you. I will bless you means I will bless you. I will bless you doesn't mean I will curse you. If God say, I will bless you, God has said. If man say, I will curse you, it is man that is talking. God is the one that has the final say. But remember, you are a free moral agent. You have a choice to either choose to listen to God or you want to listen to man. That is why, brother, say, those men, they looked at why will we sit here and die? We better live here. Shebi na die, we won't die. Let us go and die in the enemy's camp. It was God working on both sides. It was a choice. They would have chose to remain there and die in hunger. But they say, why do we sit down here every day murmuring, complaining? Rice is 35,000 or rice is 100, whatever. Why do we sit here complaining? Let us go into the enemy's camp. Yeah. Little did they know that God will do a miracle through them. Amen. Now, the prophet also told us several experiences that they had on people that are on their way out. And doctor will say, by the study of the books that we read, if the cardiogram machine is going like this, it means you're on your way out. Amen. People say, and they will say, we are not looking at this machine. We are looking at the word of God. And you will see that machine meter will turn back. Amen. It is not story, it's reality. Now, why I'm just saying this, I remember it was on this pulpit I said, so I'll come again and give the report. God is the one that has the final say. Remember, I talked about a young child that had four old. How many of us remember? Now that girl is going to be with the Lord. It's God the final say, we can't question him. But I want to draw something there. It's a choice. You know, the doctor had their part to play. The parent had their part to play. Everybody had their part to play. And we all played our part. But we surrender the final to God. Now, as the prophet said, life and death is in the hand of God. At some point, well, I'm not God. I don't know. But I felt that the mother was already given in. She was tired. She was saying, just allow this baby to go. She was telling everyone of us, don't waste the money, just allow this baby to go. I was saying, God that can block one of the whole, he's able to block the other. But because the case was complicated, yeah, I don't blame her. If it is me, I can think the same way, humanly speaking. Because until it touch us, we will not know the level of our faith. So we done the best that we know how to do. We pray, but it please God to take her. It doesn't mean that God cannot change his situation. Amen. It doesn't mean if there is another heart problem, as I have another one now on my heart, and I'm praying for the woman. The woman just delivered her child, and she's on a critical condition. It doesn't believe that because that girl died, God, this woman will go. He has final say. It's a choice. Present the word of God. Madam, do you want to live? I want to live. Then we pray. Medical doctors can do the part. That's why Brother Brown said, surrender everything to God. Amen. It's God that gave medical doctors whatever wisdom they do. Yes, but we surrender the life to God. Amen. Everything about life is a choice. Our physical being is a choice. You can choose whatever health condition that you have. Like I said, you are not the only one. Permit me, let me call their names. Headache, Brother Bram said, it is a demon. Typhoid is a demon. Malaria fever is a demon. Heart trouble is a demon. Diabetes is a demon. Whatever you can be counted there, they are all demons. This medical science that give them. Like I was telling somebody a few days ago, I've seen people that live in those conditions 30 years, 40 years, they did not die. Why do you want to die? I challenge you tonight. Why do you want to choose to die? You are not the only one in that condition. You say, Bro Joseph, do you know how I'm feeling? That's why, as Baba used to say, reject that feeling. I know it's not easy, humanly speaking, but this is faith. You have to now choose that I don't want to die. It was in this church I told you about the man in Houston that was screaming, I don't want to die. Help me. I don't want to die. And they had to help him. And he did not die. But if you use your mouth and say, I want to die, I want to die, everything about death will come to you. The atmosphere of death, you are calling it. But tonight, you can choose to unwind it. Send it back. Say, I don't want to die. Yeah. You can choose tonight and say, Lord, I enter financial trouble. And I'm going down. I'm going down. You will not go down. I say you will not go down. Because with mouth, confession is made. You use your mouth and say, I'm going down. I'm going down. You are not going down. Change that testimony. Say, I am not going down. Yes, you might have made a mistake. You are a human being. You will make that mistake. I know you might be saying, what are you? Yes! Whether you like it or not, you will make mistake. You are bound to make mistake. You are a man. Don't kill yourself. If you are in sin, you try today, you rise, you fall. You come today, you rise, you fall. Hey! May I beg you in the name of God, you better don't live an hypocritical life. Because we are nearing to the end. Like I tell my family, the end is near. My wife is there. I'm telling her, you are my wife, I'm your husband. You say you have the Holy Ghost. Yes, I believe you. As Pastor used to say, but I cannot swear. Make sure, just as I'm making sure, we all strive. It's a choice. You can choose that. I don't want to be a Christian. Nobody will force you. I think it's high time we stop begging people. You can choose you want to serve God. You can choose you don't want to serve God. You can choose you want to come to church. You can choose you don't want to come to church. We are all placed on free moral agents. But may I remind us of every choice that you make, there are consequences. I know this is a prayer meeting, but just to give us something that we'll pray about, go ahead and announce the next service will continue. Every choice that you make, there are consequences. The wife that you marry, the husband that you marry, nobody forced you. Remember that brother. Remember that sister. So whatever you are going through is the result of your choice. I tell you, remember that. You can still come back to the one that you were talking to before you married that woman. Before you married that man. If certain things are not right, come back to that one and talk it over with him. God, he touches the heart of men. I have seen him do that. God, he changes situation. Sometimes very confusing. Just relax yourself. Like I was telling the brother, I said, I am a great pressure. And I know the brother is listening to me now, but God has helped me. He prayed a prayer for me. He said, I've been a terrible one for Joseph, and I know God will help you. I want to tell you, God has helped me. I learned to be very calm. in midst of difficulties. And that is what God is teaching us. Look at Eliezer before we pray. His master entrusted him with that great task. Think of it. If it was you, my brother, if it was you, my sister, and God said, Joseph, I'm sending you to this world, this earth. He didn't tell you what you were going to do. He didn't tell you, we'll give you family, he will give you wife, he will give you the number of children that you have. But you've got the responsibility of raising them in the fear and admonition of God. You've got the responsibility to live right before them. Remember, it's also a choice. You can choose not to take care of your family. You can choose not to live a Christian life before them. It's a choice. But whatever choice you make, there are consequences. Just like I say again, permit me, with my wife sometimes we joke and she say, if you choose to separate your room from my own, remember there is consequence. And we will laugh. I will now say, okay, if we choose to keep the room intact, one, what is the consequence? That's on the lighter mode. But just to tell us that for every choice we make, there are consequences. Physically, spiritually, every way, you have consequences. You that chose to serve the Lord, there are consequences. Maybe you didn't know people would talk bad at you. That is the result of your choice. They talk worse things about Jesus. They call him baseball. Maybe they call you hypocrite. Oh, then do I be? Don't let it pain you. You know yourself. As Pastor will say, as the word of God, just be sure that you are standing right. It is except if you don't know where you are standing. It is when whatever people say, you begin to jitter. If you know where you are standing, whatever anybody say, it doesn't shake you one bit. Because you have taken a choice. You're on the road and you must arrive. Amen. That is why sometimes, may I encourage us as fathers, you take a choice sometimes. It's very bitter in your family. Like I said, I speak in parable. People might not understand. In fact, the closest person to you, which is your wife, might not understand. And you say, ah, you want to kill every one of us in this house. And you try to explain this and this, this is why. Yeah, I know it's a very bad choice, but we've got to just take this one. Yeah, you are the commander, but you also have to remember, like we said, you have to seek the Lord in every choice. But sometimes we don't seek the Lord, including me. And that's why, as fathers, we cause a lot of trouble for our family. But sometimes you go in it, and you know yourself. You know you are aiming at something. You are positive that you will get it. Your wife might speak unbelief to you. Don't get mad at her. Amen. Yeah. It is a test, maybe, of your faith. God is watching. Your brother in church might speak unbelieving words to you. Maybe it's the business you are doing together. I don't know why I'm saying this. And you are in that business with that brother. And brother says, this business will fail. You are wishing me bad. I said it one time. And look at the friend. You wish me bad. But you just got to just learn in the process. It's a choice that you have taken. Whatever come out of it, whether good or bad, you stay there. Amen. That is the attitude of a believer. Don't deny, don't retreat. It is not me. Say, yeah. I was the one that did it. Even if I'm wrong, I acknowledge I'm wrong. I'm very sorry. And find out to move out of it. Amen. But when sometimes it's very difficult, people might not understand. But once you are sure you are positive that God is on your side, just stay there. Amen. Stay there. Stay like Eliezer. It was not an easy task. He knelt by that well and he prayed. He said, let it be that the dam said that come. And will give me water and give this coming. Let it be the one that you have appointed for my master's soul. Brother said, how many of us are God giving tasks? And we are just going about it our own way. Of course, we want to do it ourselves because that is the nature of man. But remember, you are not made to choose by yourself. For every of your choice, God wants you to depend on him. But because we have not learned to depend on God, we are placed on three more edges. We suffer out many times. Yes, we suffer out. We take a choice, okay, I want to do this because if I do like this, I do like this, it will come out like this. It might not be like that all the time. Because we have not learned to surrender to God. and this cut across every area of our life. While we bow our head this evening, I think on this thing, choice, a great thing. That's what the prophet called it. In that message, choosing of Abraham, Abraham said, it's a great thing. Abraham said, and it's an unwritten law that has consequence. The convention is fast approaching. God bless you. We prayed about it. We trusted God for it. And thus far, God has helped us and has made a way for us. It is a choice for you. How you want to prepare yourself for it. You can be physically present, but absent in the spirit. Yeah. It's a choice. Why am I going to the convention? I think that's the question you should ask yourself. What am I going for? What do I want to see God do for me? And I don't think that attitude should be just only for the convention. But it should be towards every service. That as I come to this service tonight, just as we read Matthew 7:7, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. In the midst of difficulty, in the midst of challenge, you can choose which side you want to belong. Whether you want to take positivity or you want to choose to be negative. And whatever path, remember, you take, be ready for the consequence that go with it. May God help us in our choices in the name of Jesus Christ. While we bow our head, if you want to be remembered tonight, with this broken mango words that we have said, I want to believe that somewhere along the line, God has ministered to somebody. That we have taken choices we ourselves know that was not God in it. Maybe you even said God was in it, but you know God was not in it. But Abraham said you can deceive all people sometime. You can deceive yourself all the time, but you can't deceive the people all the time, and you can't deceive God. Every consequence that we go through in life are product of our choices. Those sleepless nights that you had, it was consequence of your choice. And many times, it was because God was not invited. Even your spiritual condition, you know that. Rabbi said, you can't do it of your own. I can't do it my own. And you need God to help you. I need God to help me. While our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed,
our dear Father, we thank you very much for your word that we have just had. Choice, a great thing. Lord, just as we have had, every day we make choices. Some are unconscious. When your prophet was talking about this, he said that even before we leave our home for church, we have to choose the type of dress we are out of so many, perhaps, we have in our wardrobe. As small as it is, it's still a choice. And that's how we do on a daily basis. Master Jesus, we know, Lord, that we are mortal and we are subject to mistakes. But Lord, when we find favor in your sight to be able to commit our ways to you, Lord, that you guide us and you lead us by your word and your spirit, Lord, after prayer, we make choice by that leadership of your spirit, then that one will not go wrong. There are anyone we have to make by our own desire, by our own likeness, he can sure fail as fail can be. We look up unto you. We know we have several examples in the scriptures of people that made right choices and people that made wrong choices. It's our prayer that you help us, Lord, especially at critical junctions, never to make the wrong choice. May we consider everything with prayer and, oh God, your word being considered. Help us not to make any decision rashly or suddenly, Lord, but to consider everything prayerfully and by your word. Have your way, Father. Lord, we know of a woman in the scripture, Lord, that was at a very terrible situation. Lord, she lost a son that was given unto her by you, O God. Lord, through the prophecy of a prophet that is vindicated. Lord, even at that critical hour, she just put the child and put on the bed of the prophet and ran to meet the prophet. And when she was asked, how is the condition of your husband, your child? She said, all is well. Master Jesus, such grace, such revelation. Lord, may you help every one of us that in whichever condition that we might be in, to look at the scriptures and see the examples of people that have lived before us. May you help us, dear Father, that we'll be able to say all is well. Lord, your prophet said that when we are conversing negatively, we are glorifying the devil. Master, he said we should never allow the devil to hear any negative word from our mouth. Help us, dear Father, Lord, to always be positive, Lord Jesus, because we are compassed about the class of witnesses. So many testimonies in the scriptures, so many testimonies in the message. Lord, help us to always believe that ours will also be like that. Have your way, Father. We will never listen to any suggestion of the devil. Lord, but may we take your word as our absolute. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Savior divine. We just pray that your spirit will bury this deep in the heart of everybody. Give us divine understanding and revelation of this portion of your word. May your name be glorified. Be with us as we continue in this prayer session. We ask that you bless and replenish your servant that you have used to minister unto us. Thank you, eternal Father. By the end of this service after prayer, may we all be refreshed. May we go home with our faith lifted up and our hearts bubbling for joy. Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen.
God bless you. Keep on believing, God still answers prayer. Oh, keep on believing, never despair. Don't you be heavy laden, and Satan tempt Jesus. Just remember God still loves you and he has. Keep on believing, keep on believing. God still answers prayer. Oh, keep on believing. Though you be heavy laden, oh, and sister, then Jesus, just remember God still loves you and he has. One more time, keep on believing. Oh, keep on believing. Remember God still loves you and he has.
gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much tonight for the privilege to gather at your feet, to learn of you, and even the privilege we have to speak to you, the Creator of heaven and earth. We are grateful unto you for your word that has gone forth. Choice being a great thing. Thank you for all that we have learned and that we have been reminded through your word. We just ask that your spirit will rightly place them in our hearts, that they might bring forth the expected fruits. Dear Jesus, individual requests that were written have been read and we have committed them unto you, and also the ones we normally raise, Lord, we have committed them all into your hand. You are the only being that millions of people speak to every second throughout the world, and you attend to everybody at the same time. Lord, there is no matter, no matter how highly placed, that such a request can be brought to. But Lord, thou almighty God, you have the ear to listen to everybody at once, and you are not confused, you are not mixed up, and you take cognizance of every little bit of the request. And you, Lord, have answers to every one of them also. We thank you and we are grateful unto you. We want to ask for faith, because your word says that either coming to you must believe that you exist, and that you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. Dear Father, may you increase our faith, take every doubt from our hearts. Your word have answers to all our needs, have answers to all our requests, have answers to all our desires, have answers to all our problems. Lord Jesus, help us to believe the word. Your word told us that we should allow this word to dwell richly in our hearts, Lord, so that when the enemy will come, we have been told that the only way to deal with him back is to give him the word. And your prophet said that this word of God will defeat Satan anytime, anywhere, and under any circumstances. May you help us, Father, Lord, to put this word before us at all times, because the enemy will definitely come. And the only thing he fears, not our strength, not our power, not our experience, not our age, but fears your word. Because your word is the only thing that can defeat him. Help us to use this word, dear Father. We want to ask, O God of heaven, that, Lord, especially for those that are seeking for the Holy Spirit, may you help them, Lord. If it's something that the pastor can give, we have given everyone since, and there is no mortal that can give another person, we just have to consult you. The only thing the preacher can do is to preach your word. That is all. And then we pray one for the other. Be gracious to your people. As many as are desiring and yearning day and night, may you do something for them. We thank you for all you have done. We know that on a daily basis you are working on your people. But Master Jesus, we want, O God, those that are yearning and, Lord, crying day and night, may you remember them, Heavenly Father. Those, O God, that are not, O God, serious as you can, physically as human eye can go, may you touch them also. Give every one of us the awareness of the hour that we are living in. May we not take things for granted. Have your way, Heavenly Father. I will ask, O God, the convention that is at the corner next week, Lord, is the day that is feast, when your children are to come from far and near to assemble together. Lord, this protest that is being proposed to take off tomorrow, Lord, according to the Constitution, is the right of the people, and somehow is the only language that the government also understands. But dear Father, this timing is wrongly timed. It's colliding with your own program. We pray, dear God, that you subdue it, Heavenly Father. Every planning of the enemy concerning it, may you pour water upon it, Father. We pray that nothing will hinder our program, that the program will go and come successfully to the glory and the honor of your name. Lord, may the journeys of your people never be, Lord, restricted, Heavenly Father. May there be nothing that will cause a curfew to be imposed. May there be nothing that will cause any problem, oh God, Lord, here and there, that will make people to start panic here and there. Every wickedness of the enemy and his plan, may you bring them to nullify. We are designing a great refreshing time. Let it be, Heavenly Father. Your own servants are therefore known to speak to us. May you specially prepare them. May you specially anoint them. May you specially inspire them. May nobody come with their own knowledge. May they depend upon you, dear Father. May you glorify yourself in the midst of your people. Dear Jesus, we just pray, oh God, that Lord, everywhere the enemy wants to hide to manifest himself, may you frustrate all his plans. Let it be, dear Father. We thank you for provision. We are grateful unto you. And we are trusting, O living God, that Lord, the spiritual blessing will be so great, Lord, that we enjoy the blessings of it throughout the year. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. All the requests we have committed to your hand tonight, we know you have heard, because your ear is not heavy that you not hear. Give us faith to know that they are answered. Lord, help us to have the right attitude to confess positively and be in expectation of their manifestation. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Your servant you have used for the service tonight, virtue no doubt has left him. May you recall him, may you strengthen him, and may you lift up the honor of his ministry. As we dismiss, we are not leaving your presence. We are just going back to our homes to continue to enjoy your presence and your goodness. May you go with us. Protect us on the highway and the byways. May we enjoy the night, O God. Thank you, righteous Father. Blessed be your wonderful name for hearing and for granting our petitions, because we have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord bless you. We are grateful unto God for the privilege to be in church tonight and the blessings that we have received. Well, it is necessary that before you jump out tomorrow, just watch. The Bible told us to pray and to watch. So you watch and see if you see crowds, don't go that side. And just watch, because tomorrow being the first day that is set, just watch your movement first. And may the Lord be our help. And be careful of talk. If they catch you, the lot of SSS have been released everywhere. And some even ask you some questions to see what you are, to see. All right. To see which side you lean. If they catch you from the word of your mind, you know, may the Lord be our help. God bless you richly. This is greetings from Brother Montayo and his wife, True Sister Luarotimi. God bless you. Shall rise. Let's sing hymn number 31 as we dismiss, standing on his promises.
Standing on the promises of Christ, my King, through eternal, if his land is praised.
Closed. Because I don't think that I didn't announce that we should home it. The instruction is that let us sing. So our mouth can close in terms like this, I don't understand. And if you are not standing on God's promise, I don't know what you are standing. Because me, as for that's where I'm standing. May the Lord be our help. Brother Stephen, you are welcome. Oh yeah, standing up. Stanza 1.